Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Mental health advocates are raising concerns about a bill passed by Kansas lawmakers that would require doctors to try cheaper drugs before more expensive ones for Medicaid recipients. The process, called step therapy, is common in many private and public health insurance plans. It was the key to resolving budget issues because it would reduce the state's cost of providing health care for poor residents by nearly $11 million. Governor Brownback is expected to sign the bill today. The fight over our Colorado fugitives' medical bills is headed for trial in Kansas. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the latest development happened Friday when the Kansas Court of Appeals found that it was wrong to rule without a trial that Shawnee County, not Topeka, is responsible for $40,000 in medical bills for Jesse Dimmick. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansas Gas Service is committed to providing safe, reliable, and efficient natural gas service. You play an important part of that commitment by knowing the warning signs of a natural gas leak. If you smell a rotten egg-like odor, hear a hissing sound, see blowing dirt, persistent bubbling in standing water, or discolored vegetation, there may be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and dial 911. Digging accidents cause most natural gas leaks. Always call 811 at least 2 full working days before beginning your yard project so we can mark any natural gas lines on your property. It's a free service. If you suspect a natural gas emergency, leave the area and dial 911 or call us at 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit kansasgasservice.com or call 800-794-4780.
Kansas Gas Service, a division of One Gas, is committed to constructing and maintaining a natural gas pipeline delivery system that complies with all applicable state and federal guidelines, industry standards, and safety regulations.
Authorities say that two people have been wounded at a high school graduation ceremony in Kansas after a man with a concealed weapon permit adjusted his sock that he had stuffed a pistol into. Augusta Police Chief Tyler Brewer said that yesterday afternoon the shooting was accidental. The bullet went through the man's foot and traveled about another 50 feet before striking a woman in her calf. Neither injury was life-threatening. One person died yesterday afternoon from a two-car crash on U.S. 77 in northern Butler County. Two people were injured. Dispatchers say a doctor arriving first before the first responders found a crash victim without a pulse around 4 p.m. near Northwest 170th Street intersection, about 1 mile south of Burns. The names of the victims and the circumstances surrounding the crash were not immediately clear. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The bodies of two women and one man were found inside a Northeast Lincoln home yesterday. Paramedics and police arrived on the scene and found all three bodies inside the home. It was not clear how long the people had been dead before their bodies were found. Investigators are not looking for any suspects, and they say there is no threat to the public. Police say in a news release that officers responding to a report about a shooting found a man about 7:20 p.m. yesterday in a southeast Omaha street. Police say the man died later at the Nebraska Medical Center. The man's name has not yet been released, and no arrests have been made. Lincoln firefighters responded to a fire at a construction site around 1:30 this morning. Crews arrived to find a trailer fully engulfed in flames. There were no occupants inside the trailer at the time. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Be the first to experience a new universal loader from Quaker. This all-purpose Pro Loader is perfect for an 80 to 135 horsepower tractor. Quaker Pro Loaders enable you to roll back larger loads with superior lift capacity and heights. The soft ride nitrogen accumulator is easy riding, making it easier on the mount, the loader, the tractor, and you. The 1545 Pro Loader is a universal loader that fits a variety of tractors. Come experience the Quaker 1545 Pro Loader today at Brunet Implement Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. A public hearing was held for approval of a solid waste management plan. Commissioners approved adopting the revisions to and amending provisions of the solid waste management plan previously adopted in May of 2015. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. Discussion was held with the county attorney and county appraiser regarding a tax rebate program. Commissioner Ottott stated he was not in favor of the program. After further discussion, Commissioner Mueller made a motion. Chairman Ouellette seconded the motion to adopt policy pending formal adoption of a neighborhood revitalization plan tax rebate program as presented by the county attorney. That passed on a 2-1 vote, with Ottott voting no. The board directed a copy of the policy and applications for the pending program may be obtained by contacting the Washington County Appraiser's Office. No bids were received on the four lots originally purchased to build a new county health facility. Brittany Omke, Hanover Hospital Assistant Administrator, along with board members Toby Bruna and Steve Pearson, proposed dissolving the Hanover Hospital Taxing District and conveying the property to the county, where the Hanover Hospital would then become a county hospital. Hanover would maintain its own critical care license and wishes to work with the Washington County Hospital to provide services to all county citizens. Bruna expressed concerns over the inability to attract new doctors, and if Hanover were to become a county hospital, there would be certain guarantees to attract new doctors. Pearson said the purpose is to keep the hospital open, and it would be best for all county residents to come together for the benefit and long-term sustainability of health care services in the county. The first step is having an election for the electors who reside in the Hanover Hospital District. If those electors vote in favor of dissolving the district, then the question to accept the property would be on the ballot in the general election to be held in November, where all county residents would have an opportunity to vote on the question. The hospital board would like to hold town hall meetings to further discuss the proposal. Nemaha County Commissioners met Monday. The sheriff advised the board construction of the new jail is near completion. Training will begin in the new facility, and open house is planned for the public on Friday, May 27th from 2 until 7, and on Saturday, May 28th from 8 until noon. County commissioners heard a proposal for a proposed wind farm. NextEra Energy Resources has proposed the development in the southeastern portion of Nemaha County. The county attorney was present for the discussion. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be in Marysville Monday, May 16th, noon until 6 at the American Legion. Walk-ins welcome and encouraged. For appointments, go online to redcrossblood.org or phone 1-800-RED-CROSS. Again, the American Red Cross Blood Mobile in Marysville Monday, May 16th, noon until 6 at the American Legion. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe, pasta salad, green beans, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, chicken Monterey, baked potato, peas and carrots, pears, and chocolate layered dessert. Check of a school and community calendar, regional baseball and softball competition, golf regionals today. Kindergarten promotion this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What does it take to be one of the 11 most highly rated restaurants in Kansas? Go to the Wagon Wheel to find out. With a menu that boasts everyone's favorite items and incorporates new delights too. Announcing the Twisted Turkey Sandwich, Smoked Turkey Bacon Smoked Gouda, the Wagon Wheel's special sauce on a toasted pretzel bun. Before your meal, savor their Bavarian soft pretzels served with beer cheese dip. The perfect complement is their new watermelon limeade. Loaded or unloaded. Loaded. Exceeding customers' expectations at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As a rather slow-moving area of low pressure works through the central and southern portions of the plains here for today, no scattered showers not only in the forecast for today, but right into your Tuesday coming up as well. Then things look to dry out as we head towards your Wednesday, with sunshine making a return, looking at mid-60s for high temperatures. Do pick up a slight chance for some showers and storms into the day on Thursday, and holding on to that chance for showers and storms likewise to round out the work week for your Friday coming up as well. Taking a closer look at your forecast, For today, expecting mostly cloudy skies with showers and thundershowers likely, high temperatures in the lower 50s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, more periods of showers and storms, a low of 47. Into the day on Tuesday, a slight chance for some showers, a high of 63. Then sunshine returning for your Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-May 76. Record high on this date, 95 in 1944. The average low, 54. The record low, 32 in 1907. Sunset this evening, 8:30. Sunrise the morning at 6:08. We recorded just over half an inch of rain overnight at the Key Indy Y Studios. Showers have tapered off. Cloudy, 47 degrees. Barometer, 30.08 inches. Winds light, favoring the east. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Congratulations to the class of 2016 of Marysville High School from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Seniors include Christian Becker, Stephanie Bloomer, Tommy Brenniger, Emily Brock, Max Burnley, Amanda Bush, Nicolette Shampoo, Layla Chaudry, Joshua Kohorst, Hayden Christ, Claire Cudney, and Christopher Dieters. Best of luck, graduates, from Field Camp's Furniture Mart, Cromie's Market, Legacy Carpet Cleaning, Copeland Insurance Agency, RX Drug, the Beatty Farmers Union Co-ops, and Blue Valley Telecommunications. Congratulations to our KNDY Sports Booster Club winner, Aubrey Peschel.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kubota USA announced on Friday that the company will purchase Great Plains Manufacturing based in Salina, Kansas. Kubota USA, based in California and owned by the parent company, Kubota Corporation of Japan. Great Plains includes the Land Pride brand, which manufactures ground maintenance tools like mowers, rototillers, rotary cutters, and dirt working equipment. The company says that by acquiring Great Plains, Kubota will expand the company's longtime partnership with Land Pride and will include all five Great Plains divisions. Company leaders say that for the foreseeable future, all five Great Plains divisions will continue to operate as they have been with their infrastructure intact. That, according to Kubota. Farm Credit Administration says farmland prices continue to soften across the country, particularly in the Midwest. At a monthly meeting last week, the Farm Credit Administration Board heard a report on farmland values across the country. The report says a third consecutive year of declining crop prices and reductions in income causing cropland values to soften. The decrease follows 5 years of double-digit price increases since 2009 for most Midwestern states, with cropland values reaching record levels in 2014. Federal Reserve Bank's quarterly review of ag bankers found that for the fourth quarter of 2015, cropland values declined between 2 and 6% on average over the past year in the Midwest, as well as in some mountain states. Now, depending on land quality and region of the state, some cropland down as much as 10% from last year. And the House Ag Committee wants the EPA to explain why they accidentally published a final report early. Documents released last month say glyphosate not actually seen to be a carcinogen to humans. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Kubota USA announced Friday the company will purchase Great Plains Manufacturing, based in Kansas. Kubota USA is based in California, owned by the parent company, Kubota Corporation of Japan. Great Plains includes the Land Pride brand, which manufactures grounds maintenance tools, mowers, rototillers, rotary cutters, dirt working equipment as well. The company says that by acquiring Great Plains, Kubota will expand the company's longtime partnership with Land Pride and will include all five Great Plains divisions. Company leaders say that for the foreseeable future, all five Great Plains divisions will continue to operate as they have been with their infrastructure intact, and all of this has been confirmed by Kubota. In other news, anti-ethanol lawmakers trying again to undermine the nation's renewable fuel standard, to which an ethanol industry leader says, forget it. Growth Energy CEO Tom Bice says the latest anti-ethanol bill is going nowhere. Republican House members Bill Flores of Texas and Bob Gottlapp of Vermont joined Democrats Peter Welch of Vermont and Jim Costa of California to introduce a 9.78% volume cap on ethanol in gasoline versus up to 85% blends allowed now.
It's not going to move this year. I mean, you know, Congress is not going to take much action on anything. And it's just the same song by the same people over and over again. And we don't see the support.
The Renewable Fuels Association says the bill would gut the RFS and set back decades of U.S. energy and climate change policy. Bias of Growth Energy argues ethanol is saving U.S. consumers money at the pump.
Billions. Billions. We saved about an estimated dollar a gallon for most economic models.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Let's talk about the Farm Mom of the Year. Actually, let's hear from the Farm Mom of the Year right after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
I mentioned last week that Mary Courtney had been named Farm Mom of the Year in a contest sponsored by Monsanto. She and her husband farm in Kentucky near Shelbyville, and Mary recalls that starting out, it was tough going.
Well, my husband and I started from scratch, and that's probably a very key component of our farm because we both grew up in families that farmed, but we just had this drive to do it. And so we both had public jobs, and we said, you know, if we're going to do it, this is the time. And so with a newborn in tote, we started raising 27 acres of burley tobacco. Tobacco was a staple cash crop in Kentucky. Within a year, though, we realized if we were going to stay farmers, we had to diversify. So we started working with some adjoining farmers, and they helped us kind of custom raise some grain, and that also helped with crop rotation. And then we started out with just 45 acres, which is a very small piece of land to full-time farm on. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. An adjoining landowner said, I'm going to sell my 50 acres. We like what you all are doing. We want to offer it to you before we put it out on the market. We weren't ready to buy a piece of property, but we had to. We had to figure out how to work, make it work. And so we're nestled between Louisville and Lexington. And local foods made sense to us to bring that into our operation. And we realized that if we could meet the needs of the consumer, then that would in turn meet our needs and wants as farmers to be able to create this business, to be able to be here for the long haul. So at that time, we had a lot at risk, and we still do, but our vegetable operation has expanded, our grain operation has expanded, our tobacco has expanded, but it, at the same time regressed some. So and then we were able to bring in livestock to our operation. In the midst of this, so from 2008 to now, we have four children. And they are the reason we do what we do. They're the reason that we continue to expand, the reason that we want to continue finding more ways to diversify, to protect our farm. It's a lifestyle that we want them to learn the value of hard work and reward, the morals and values that we can help instill for them.
Mary Courtney of Kentucky, the National Farm Mom of the Year, who sounds a lot like many farm moms I know. Back after this.
Helping you achieve top profitability. That's the goal of your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op. From planting to harvest, let the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op help you with soil testing, soil inputs, fertilizer options. They offer top quality seeds, and the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op has feed for the livestock producer available. Top quality inputs yield top quality profits. Check with your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 22 first calf families, black, red, and Charolais, black and red calves, born March and April. Six black families, running age, two-week-old black calves. Eight mixed families, running age, 2 to 3 week-old mixed colored calves. Three black families, first calf 3 years old, two-week-old black calves. 15 black and red bred cows, running age. 15 black limousine cross steers, 575 to 6 and a quarter. 11 weighing 1,100 pounds. 10 black limousine heifers, 575 to 6 and a quarter. 24 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6. 20 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4 to 5. 20 black steers and heifers, 700 pounds. 7 Jersey steers, 900. 21 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 7 black and white face heifers weigh 700 pounds. 12 black steers and heifers, 550. 20 black and white face steers, 1,000 to 1,300 pounds. And 6 black steers and heifers weigh 1,000 pounds. Those early consignments online at Beatrice77.net for the sale today. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Better than half an inch of rain overnight. Nice slow rainfall. May showers continue. Cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. Showers may redevelop along the way today. A broad band of activity moving across the Plain States through Kansas and Nebraska. Showers have tapered off at the moment, but again could redevelop along the way. Just to our south, some shower activity moving through parts of Riley and Pottawatomie counties.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. Kendrys Morales hit a walk-off two-run homer with two out in the 13th inning, and the Kansas City Royals overcame a rare blown save by Wade Davis to defeat the Atlanta Braves 4-2 yesterday. The Royals took two of the three from last-place Braves after losing their five previous series. The Braves lost for the 18th time in 23 games and have won only one series this season. Alcides Escobar also had four hits to match his career high, singled before Morales' blast off of Jason Grilley. The Royals used nine pitchers, tying a club record for one game. In other Major League Baseball, the Pirates beat the Cubs for the first time in six tries this season with a 2-1 win at Wrigley Field. The Red Sox won over Houston 10-9, Detroit won over the Orioles 6-5, and the New York Yankees beat the White Sox 7-5. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansas Gas Service is committed to providing safe, reliable, and efficient natural gas service. And you play an important part of that commitment by knowing the warning signs of possible carbon monoxide exposure. If your natural gas burner flames turn from blue to yellow, or you suffer from any unexplained headaches, fatigue, nausea, or dizziness, you may have high levels of carbon monoxide in your home. Leave immediately and dial 911 or call us at 888-482-4950. Natural gas appliances should be serviced yearly by a qualified heating and cooling contractor. For more information about natural gas safety, visit KansasGasService.com or call 800-794-4780.
Kansas Gas Service, a division of One Gas, is committed to constructing and maintaining a natural gas pipeline delivery system that complies with all applicable state and federal guidelines